Welcome to the weekly Wahoo Central podcast. I'm Jeff White, director of news content for VirginiaSports.com, and joining me today in our McHugh Center studio is Darius Jennings, a fourth-year wide receiver on the UVA football team, which opens the season on August 30th against UCLA at Scott Stadium. Darius, thanks for working this interview into your schedule. How's your final summer as a college football player going?
Final summer. It's kind of flown by. You know, I guess kind of how my whole career has been. You know, it just feels like I was a freshman yesterday. But, I mean, I'm just working, taking classes, trying to get better on the field, and just excited for the season.
As a lot of UVA fans know, you're from Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Were you born there? Does your family have deep roots in the city?
Born and raised in Baltimore. Both sides of my family, my mom and dad. So pretty much 95% of my family is still in Baltimore. So it's always a great feeling to go home and just be surrounded by people who love me.
You're a Ravens fan?
Of course.
Orioles,
of
like
course.
Across the board. What about basketball? Wizards?
I really don't have a team for basketball just because we never really had a home team, so I just kind of like
you're like way too young for the Baltimore Bullets.
Yeah, I am.
From the second grade through the 12th grade, you attended Gilman, a private all-boys school in Baltimore. How far was Gilman from your house, and how did you end up there at such an early age?
Yeah, Gilman was probably a half an hour from my house. And, you know, I ended up at Gilman at an early age just because my parents wanted to get me out of the Baltimore City school system. You know, it's not the greatest in the world. You know, I have an older brother, and he kind of ran into some trouble as well. So, you know, my parents just wanted to get me out of that environment, just trying to give me a better opportunity, which, I mean, it paid off. I'm here today.
Several years ago, I read a fascinating book about Gilman football called Season of Life. When you were there, did you have the sense that you were part of something special or different than a typical high school football program? If memory serves, the coaching staff there tried to teach the players as much about life as they did about football.
No, definitely. We always had a life lesson to start off practice. No, that was just something that Coach Poggi instilled within the program. So, you know, I think that being there kind of helped me grow as a person as well, you know, just on the field and off the field. And it's kind of shaped me to the man that I am today.
One of your classmates at Gilman was Ryan Tucker, who's on the men's lacrosse team here. There are two other Gilman graduates on the football team this year. I know they're a couple of years younger than you are, but what can you tell us about Micah Kaiser and Alex Force?
Did you
play with them?
I did. They were both sophomores my senior year, and they both were on varsity. Ferg, he was the long snapper, and Micah, he started middle linebacker for us as a sophomore. So, you know, excuse me, even then, they were both good players, you know, and you can see the potential. And, I mean, they're here today with me. You know, it's always exciting to have guys from my hometown here, and just especially from my school as well.
Right. You played here as a true freshman in 2011, and in the opening game that year, you touched the ball on the opening game. You were the first UVA player to touch it. What do you remember about that play?
Oh, man, opening kickoff. I was excited. I don't think I was nervous. I wasn't nervous at all, but I think I was overly excited. You know, the opening kickoff, it was me and Kevin Parks back there, and the ball came my way. And I just knew in my head that I was going to run it back for a touchdown, opening kickoff. And I heard the crowd screaming behind me, and then when it finally got to me, I dropped it. And I just heard everybody go, oh.
You picked it up though.
Yeah, I picked it up and got like 15 yards.
Yeah,
that was about it.
In your senior season at Gilman, you played quarterback on offense and you spent a lot of your time running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
8 months later, you're at UVA learning to be a wide receiver. When you look back, was the transition from one position to another more difficult than you thought it would be?
I wouldn't say more difficult than I thought it would be. You know, I knew it was going to be a difficult transition. You know, just going from a quarterback to being a receiver. You know, it's a whole different aspect of a game. And then just going up a level as well, it was going to be difficult. But, I mean, I think I managed it well. You know, I had some bumps in the roads. You know, had a few nicks and bruises here and there. But, I mean, I I think throughout my 4 years here, I definitely have transitioned myself into being a wide receiver.
Yeah, how much better now do you understand the technical aspects of being a receiver than you did when you came in? And do you study film of NFL receivers?
Definitely. You know, the technical aspect has definitely changed a lot. You know, at least for me and in my mind and kind of how I see the field, you know, I'm just reading corner stance and just trying to get pre-snap reads about what coverage is going to be and everything, you know, the precision and my route running and everything, you know, it's a craft, it's an art, you know, and to be a receiver, you have to be an artist and you have to perfect that craft. So I'm just trying to work on that every day, just trying to get better, trying to help my teammates get better. And hopefully we can win some more ball games this year.
With another productive season, you could leave college ranked in the top 10 here in career receiving yards and in the top 5 in career receptions. How do you, when you look at your career so far through 3 years, you know, what are your thoughts? Have you come close, do you think, to reaching your potential?
No. I would say no, just because I'm not satisfied with myself. You know, I always want to be better, get better. I'm a great competitor. You know, I give it my all, whether it's on the practice field or the game field. You know, I'm just trying to be better. So, you know, hopefully my last season I can go with a bang. You know, leave my stamp, leave my mark here, and get the job done.
Coach London mentioned a couple times in the spring that you had gotten contact lenses, and he said that made a huge difference in your play at receiver. What's the backstory there?
Yikes. The backstory on contact lenses.
I mean, had you had any glasses or anything before that? Or
no, I haven't. You know, and really, I really just got some glasses for class. I really wasn't really wearing them too much on the field, but I kind of injured my hand last season, so I was going through the process of just being healthy. So, you know, just me being more healthy, you know, I think I was more explosive. I was more consistent during the spring, and it definitely showed out on the field.
At the end of spring ball, you received an Iron Cavalier Award in recognition for your hard work in the weight room. How big an honor was that for you, and had you lifted much before you got to UVA?
It was a big honor, no, just because it just kind of shows what kind of person I am. You know, it's not just on the field, but it's off the field as well. And just whatever I do, you know, I try to give it my all. And in high school, we lifted a lot during the summer, but once the season hit, we really didn't lift too much. So that was a transition for me as well. But I definitely put in the work, and I put in the time, and I definitely try to shape and mold my body, you know, just to be the great man I am now.
Yeah, you're probably, in terms of weight, not a ton bigger than you were when you got here, but are you a lot significantly stronger?
Definitely. You know, I might have gained 5 pounds overall, 5-10 pounds overall, but just the transformation from fat to muscle, and just getting stronger, and just trying to watch your body weight, you know, kind of what you eat and kind of what you drink, you know, just the small things.
You got some really big bodies in the receiving core this year, guys like Kyle Dawkins, mm-hmm. Kanan Severin, Miles Gooch, Andre Lavroni. Does playing with wideouts of that stature change anything for you as a smaller guy?
No, because just me being who I am, I would take my skill sets over anybody, you know, just because I do what I can, and I'll try to perfect that. You know, I'm a smaller guy. I'm a quicker guy. I'm fast. So I use that to my strengths and just try to ball out on the field with that.
Grayson Lambert came out of the spring as the number one quarterback. You've been here for every day of his career. You beat him here. Mm-hmm. Have you seen him evolve since that very first spring practice, you know, he went through back in 2012, I think, or whenever it was?
Right. Grayson is just more confident. You know, when he's out there, he kind of takes control of the huddle. When he first got here, he was just kind of a freshman. You know, he was a deer in the headlights. But now, you know, he's clear, he's concise, he's confident out there on the field. And he believes in his ability as well. So just him that bringing that out of himself and out of the rest of the group, you know, it's kind of helped us as well.
Question about special teams. You are on track to graduate as UVA's career leader in kickoff return yards. You have 1162 now. The record is 1645. How do you work on that part of your game? As a receiver, you can go out every day and run patterns and catch passes, but you're never in a live, full contact, 11-on-11 kickoff return situation if you're not in an actual game. How do you get better at returning kicks?
I think it's a mix of, you know, just my God-given talents and the 10 guys in front of me. You know, they're the ones blocking up for me, you know, and I just have to make one right read to see the hole and maybe make one or two guys miss. But, you know, they're the ones who are kind of busting their tails on the field, you know, just trying to give me some space to work, and the rest is up to me.
Will you be disappointed if you graduate without having broken one? I think I've heard you say in the past that that's kind of on your – that's one of your goals.
That's definitely on the bucket list. You know, I wouldn't say disappointed, but I wouldn't be surprised if I broke more than one this year.
How has your UVA experience been away from the football field? Have you enjoyed your time here? Have you met a lot of people outside football?
I have. You know, as you mentioned earlier, I came from Gilman. You know, this school here is kind of like my high school as well. You know, it was a close-knit family. You know, it was a great education. You know, just being here, my degree is going to last me longer than my football career. So, you know, that was a big part of me coming here in the first place. But, I mean, just being here has been great.
Community service is a big part of Coach London's program and his philosophy. Have you been active in that, you know, during your time in Charlottesville?
I have. You know, just going down to the children's hospital every now and then, you know, the Boys and Girls Club, you know, just those small things that we can do to give back to the community. You know, it's not always about us, and people look up to us as being role models, and sometimes you just have to take that leadership role and kind of embrace it.
At some point, every football player ends up hanging up his cleats. What do you see yourself doing whenever that day comes and your football career is over?
Wow. I'm still kind of unsure about that. You know, I think I'm going to be working with kids in some capacity. I don't know how. I don't know when. I'm not even sure if I like kids too much, but I just feel so that's one of my purposes in life is just kind of work with kids and just kind of give back. So hopefully down the road I can kind of figure out what that is.
You see yourself going back to Baltimore? Or?
Eventually, yes, just because that's all I know. That's where all my family is, and, you know, I can't be too far away from home.
One final question, then I'll call it a day. I know from your tweets that football is not the only sport you're interested in, not the only sport you follow. Who are some of the other student-athletes at Virginia that you've enjoyed watching while you've been here?
Some of the other student-athletes.
Do you have a favorite sport here other than football?
I wouldn't say a favorite sport. No, I just try to support, you know, our athletic department as a whole. You know, whether the team's up or down, I try to make it to events each season. You know, I enjoyed the basketball games, you know, the lacrosse men's and women, the soccer games, the baseball games. So, you know, I just try to get out to it all.
Well, great. Well, good luck in training camp, which starts soon, and good luck this season, and thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
Preseason practices for UVA's fall sports, including football, will start in a few weeks, which means the 2014-15 athletic year is almost here. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for news and updates on all 25 of our teams, and thanks for listening.